So otherwise, injuries. It's what it.
Yes.
Okay, we don't want any of our good players injured. We'd love to see Frank Ribery, your Cristiano Ronaldo's all be fit for the World Cup.
Yes.
And the tournament will definitely be poorer without a Ronaldo at his peak. How amazing do we want to? Do we
Oh,
want
yeah.
to not see that? Everybody wants to
That's
see
what
that.
everybody, that's what you watch the World Cup for. You watch it for the top players being at the peak of their powers, doing what they do best, playing it all out, and the ups and the downs and the oohs and the ahs as everybody's close and the defenders defend well and the attackers show their brilliance and the wide men trickery as they
Well,
dance through the defense and try to make something of
how do
everything.
you rate the t these teams with if their key men are injured? I mean, Holland without Robin van Persie, you're not too worried. They've got good strikers. Attack is not where their problems are. So you're not. I mean,
No.
nobody's a gun like Robin van Persie in that team, of course. But you don't see any issues with the team getting goals, do you?
No, there's going to be goals coming from that team, even if their top striker's going to be injured. It's
It's
not
just
a.
that magic Van Persie factor where he gets that goal that gets you back in the last dying seconds. That's what you're missing,
He's
maybe.
I mean, Van Persie is good for a goal or two any game, and he's going to pop up. Stick that goal in, as you say, that you got that dying minute, everything's looking lost, and suddenly there's Van Persie just showing up at just the
Exactly
right
right.
place, just getting the right touch and scoring the
Exactly
goal and
right.
saving the match or getting that winner where everything seems, destined to a draw and their chance is
Or a
gone,
loss, for that matter.
or a loss for that matter.
And that could be vital against Spain.
Yeah. And
We'll
that's.
talk about matchups, obviously, in our blogs and a future podcast
Yeah.
and things like that, so we'll not go too deep into that. How do you rate, say, Germany's chances? Because it looks like Toni Kroos will start, because both Schweini and Khedira are injured. And Toni Kroos is a player who we all rate quite highly, but we all know he's temperamental. He's that Steffen Effenberg style German player who's aggressive, he wants to play, he rates himself, and he doesn't care what who he pisses off. I'd love him at Man United, I know you'd love him at Chelsea. Apparently you're getting Cesc, but we're not gonna go into that.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, hey,
But
we got rid of an old midfielder that we really loved. We just wanted to get a new old midfielder that nobody really liked because he came from a rival club,
it could play against them. But anyways, Toni Kroos will be playing. Khedira is definitely a big loss, and of course Schweinsteiger's form is awful this season. And
Definitely.
we know Lars Bender is already out. So Germany are carrying a few key injuries in key positions. Mesut Özil has what? Had a mixed season, would you say? Mixed to good season with
Yeah,
Arsenal?
he had a good start, and then he got injured, and coming back from injury, he went missing. He just wasn't there after the injury. That said, good player, Podolski, good player. I mean, you look at their midfield, Germany's midfield. I mean, it's maybe they're going to be the Chelsea of the World Cup,
Play with that false nine
Well,
formation.
play with a striker, but the striker's not the one actually scoring the goals or even looking like scoring the goals, The midfield score all the goals and the ones that are the actual
Basically,
dangers.
more of a leading the line man rather than
Yeah.
leading the forward line man rather than a out and out target man, shall we
Yeah.
say. Germany, we've gone through Germany. Portugal are the team that would look the weakest without Cristiano Ronaldo, and that
Well.
is not a slight on Portugal because Cristiano Ronaldo is clearly the best player in the world at
Yeah, I
the
mean,
moment.
you look at it, they've got good players. They're good, but as you say,
If
no
Ronaldo
Ronaldo.
doesn't start that game against Germany, but comes off the bench, that could be an interesting tactic. Especially if their defense holds out against Germany.
Yes, that would be the big question, is can Portugal's defence hold Germany until they bring on the guy who can win it for them? But as I say, it's.
And defense and losing concentration, that's been an issue for Germany as well. Like, they've had a
Yeah.
Sweden score 4 goals against them after taking a 4-goal lead, and they've let Cameroon score 2 goals against them quite recently.
Maybe it is a good point by Portugal as well. It's a bit of tactics, bit of strategy. Germany are going to be thinking, well, we need to worry about Ronaldo. What's he going to do? He's the key man. Don't start with him. Suddenly,
Well,
the
in
defense gets a
that,
bit lost. What do we do? Who do we mark?
from memory, and I could be wrong, Portugal and Germany are playing their first game in Natal, way up north. So it's going to
Yes.
be in the heat. If you don't start Cristiano Ronaldo early, you put him in maybe 30 minutes to go with some
Yeah.
tired German defense.
See what he can do.
See what he can do. It could be a masterstroke. I
Could be.
don't see that happening. I think what the plan is going to be from Portugal is get as many minutes out of Cristiano Ronaldo as possible.
It would be the best plan.
It
We've got
and
this guy. He's really good. He's really, really good. Let's put him on the bench. No,
we're never going to have a better version of Cristiano Ronaldo than it is now.
No, this is. I think this is his time. I mean, in 4 years' time, yes, he'll still be good, but and maybe he'll get better from now. But I don't think he'll be better in 4 years' time. He'll be the same or worse. He'll be over the top and coming back down. He'll be still good, but it's going to miss that little bit.
He's got maybe another good tournament in the Euros in 2 years in him, and maybe the Olympics if he were to make the if Portugal were to qualify and he were to make their squad. But this is, you think, is his one chance to bring some international glory to Portugal.
This is what I would think be his chance, which is why it's going to be exciting with him. I think he's gonna bring that.
Speaking of people who are lucky, just on a leaving note, Antonio Cassano, who is the one who made it ahead of Rossi. Risky pick? Okay, there was a time when you and I both rated Cassano a better player than Andre Pirlo. It's hard to think of those times, but we both did.
Yeah, we did.
And Cassano was playing for Real Madrid, and he was scoring goals, and he was getting fatter and fatter, but we all knew Fat Ron could do it, so why couldn't he?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
It's but not like... he's slim now, he's given up the Italian bread.
Oh.
And he's been amazing for Parma this season.
I mean, it's something to see, right? It's one of those ones to watch. You know he's good. He's been good. He hasn't been good in the last few years. But he's the sort of guy that you're like, you're good. You've been good. I rated you. I want to see you be good again. Can you do it again?
See, his peers, like, he's 29 now, but he came up so early that you consider him to be in the same peer group as people like Pirlo's and your Del Piero's, even though they're, like, 4 or 5 years older than him.
Yeah, he came through at that same time.
He came through at that same time, and he was an amazingly good player. And he learned a bit from Francesco Totti in Roma and then moved to Real Madrid, where he can't be said to have had a great time. And then he's kind of been in the wilderness, but he's come back. And
maybe this
if he's had a good, if he has a good season, because this Italian team cannot defend for the life of them. They do not defend at all. They know that their strengths are in Pirlo. You shut down Pirlo, their goals go away.
Yeah.
You just have to, but shutting down Pirlo is so hard because you're not quite sure what it is that he does to create that threat. It's just always there. He just needs that one pass, and he sits behind. He doesn't run. He may get one pass a game, but that pass will open up the defense
and spur
your team on.
He just has the master key to any defense, and he just chunk, chunk, chunk. Oh, look, it's all open. There you go, guys. Yeah. Just go.
There are few more fascinating players for football purists to watch than Andre Pirlo. He's an amazing player. And England will need to shut him down to beat him. What's his name? Paul Scholes has said that one Danny Welbeck should be the one marking him because he is a good defender as a forward. Yes, and I think Welbeck for England could play that Jay Rodriguez role that Jay Rodriguez plays for Southampton, because I believe if Jay Rodriguez had been fit, Danny Welbeck would not be on the plane to Brazil.
Yes, definitely. He's a much better player.
At this stage. And Welbeck has just not had the year this year under Moyes that he should have. He showed lots of promise last season under Alex Ferguson. And a similar coach who uses him in a position that he likes obviously would have worked. Yeah. But
I think that's probably one of the biggest disappointments. I know we're going off on a tangent here, but one of the disappointments of Moyes United, I'm not even a United fan, was how the youth didn't really flourish anymore.
You want Isaiah's side.
Yeah, Ferguson had these youthful players coming through. He had sort of started to build them. They'd been coming into the first team the previous season, starting to get there, and then they all sort of flat under Moyes. That was Ferguson's succession plan. It's these guys, they're coming up, they're taking over whilst the old guys are all leaving. They were coming through, and he had it all sorted, and for some reason, Moyes just couldn't get them out of them.
Well, anyway. Premiership is for another time in another month. Or months, for that matter. And, okay. Very lightly, we're going to finish on a slightly more troubling note for you as a strong, strong Argentina fan. Martin De Michelis, shocking. He's cut the ponytail's gone.
No!
Okay. When your ponytail gets you into the squad for the Football World Cup, you don't get rid of the ponytail. I know it's a promise to a friend.
So it is a promise to a friend, and I mean, I'm now torn because the ponytail. But he did promise a friend, if I get in, I'll cut the ponytail. And if he broke the promise, I mean, it might have turned into a curse.
Exactly.
Because then he didn't cut it, and his friend would be like, everybody would have been disappointed.
At this stage, the only team there's really no team without any deep shadows going into the World Cup. We hope lots of players are fit and lots of players will make be playing. But yeah, on that note, we look forward to giving you our next podcast in a week's time.
Yes, in a week's time. And after the first few games,
cool.
Which we'll be reviewing.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.